Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Gebert. Feeding livestock requires more than balancing rations or rotating pastures. Sourcing, storing, mixing, and delivering feed all have implications on animal performance, environmental stewardship, and long-term viability of the farm or ranch. A new initiative coordinated by the NRCS, with support from SDSU Extension, Texas A&M, and the National Animal Nutrition Program, is designed to help producers improve efficiency while reducing nutrient losses to the environment. SDSU Extension Livestock Grazing Specialist Hector Menendez explains the Conservation Practice Standard, or CPS 592, brings advanced animal nutrition research together with on-the-ground decision-making. In other words, manure management begins at the feed bunk.
Assessing what nutrients are there, for example, what quality our pasture is or our harvested hay, and then adjusting those nutrients or supplemental nutrients accordingly can really help those margins to have those positive ripple effects and avoid negative ripple effects such as unintended leakage from additional costs from wasted supplementation or from those kind of worse environmental effects of non-point source pollution.
Better meeting the nutritional needs of livestock at each stage of production will enhance animal performance, reduce costs, and lower the environmental impact of animal production. For greater details on CPS 592, contact the Natural Resources Conservation Service or visit extension.sdstate.edu.